This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now we get to get our friend of the show, Willie T. Ribs, back on. Now, we met Willie through the documentary, Uppity. And that's when the story is just fantastic. It's just a guy who has such a natural ability to race. But on top of it, he's a born showman. He's a born provocateur, I think. And I love that. It's all the things that just, there's certain people that can do it. And then remember, it's not being cocky if you win. That's just called being.
Yeah, getting it done.
Yeah. And that's what makes Willie T. Ribs so interesting, man.
Born January 3rd in San Jose, California. The son of an amateur race car driver, he developed a love of racing at a young age, moving to Europe after high school and winning the Dunlop Championship in his first year of competition. He continued his groundbreaking career, competing in the Formula Ford and Formula Atlantic Series, NASCAR and Indy Racing. He was the first African-American man to test a Formula One car and to compete in the Indianapolis 500, as well as being one of the most successful drivers of all time in the Trans Am Series, and his story was told in the documentary, Uppity, and now he's back behind the wheel, competing against the likes of Tony Stewart, Bill Elliott, Michael Waltrip, Bobby Labonte and more in the SRX Racing Series. Please welcome racing legend, Willie T. Ribs.
Willie, how you been, man?
Man, I tell you what, if that don't wake you up, nothing will.
You? Man, I'm so happy to see you back in racing, in the seat. It's just, I didn't know that in 2021 that we would see that. And I can't tell you how excited I am to check out this SRX.
Well, I got to tell you, it's like bringing a bunch of, there's one driver, there's a couple of drivers that are young, like Ernie Francis Jr., who just won up at Indy at Lucas IRP on Saturday, and Haley Deegan. I mean, she's a sensational race driver, and they're all babies compared to me and Elliott and Waltrip. I mean, we would have been running them around in a stroller a few years ago, but it's a great series with some great legendary names like Castro Nevis, who just won Indy a month ago.
Yeah, well, you think about Awesome Bill from Dawsonville and Waltrip, you know that from NASCAR, and then you know Indy guys, and you guys are racing dirt and pavement. You have all, and tell me if I have this right, because I've not seen this before. All the cars are identical cars, so. It's about driving. It's about drivers.
The cars are identical chassis-wise. The engine's identical. The only difference is the color of the cars are different. Like the old IROC series back in the early 90s and 80s, you know, the cars were painted different with different numbers. Well, each driver is identified by its color and its number. And the fans initially, we were going to switch cars every race, flip, jump on one, flip horses. Well, mm-hmm. The fan said, no, we want each driver to stay in his own color car with his own number, and that's where we're at. But our ratings have been crazy awesome.
Good.
CBS is doing this live. We'll be on live tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, of course, 7 Central on CBS Sports, and I'm going to tell you, the numbers that we've seen have been better than IndyCar, better than Formula One. We've actually, 2 weeks ago, our door race was bigger than NASCAR. From 18 to 49 years old, we were bigger.
Well, think about what they're offering. You're talking about, you went from a time when, you know, there were a lot of things working against you as a black racer in those years. And now now they refer to you as the man, the myth, the legend. And if you can just beat these bastards long enough and you can win enough times and you can just keep moving forward, it comes to you, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, at 66 years old, things don't come as fast as they did when you're 26.
Yeah.
So, but it's more of it's a show. We're not just racing each other, but we're on a show.
Sure.
On the track and off the track. So it's almost like a reality series on four wheels.
I feel like, you know, at some point you're really going to find your Cronkite. The way Ali and Cronkite had their back and forth, they had their thing, but they knew that was their show out of the ring. They were provocateurs. They loved each other, but they would pretend they didn't. And I think that, you know, you've got that same sense of humor. You like to go out. I think you're competitive. You're an incredible racer, and you have fought some real fights out there. Some you got fined and some you got thrown out for punching people. But
oh yeah, no, we established a personality that there were certain limits that couldn't be crossed. There was lines that weren't going to be crossed, and that's, you know, that's how you're going to gain respect.
Sure.
On the track, but you had to gain it everywhere.
Yeah, you had to, because it's you know, sometimes the high road does involve poking someone else in the nose.
Yep, and I did, but it was warranted.
Sure, it was.
Yeah, you weren't going to get nailed, and I trained with Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray Leonard. I trained with Muhammad Ali, and I trained with a lot of pro fighters in my career, it was for driving. It was for stamina and reflexes. But you know, if it needed to be put to use somewhere else, we used it.
Well, I've known a few people of your nature in my life, like have a deeply competitive, a need to be great at everything. And because when you got out of racing, you got into, you were shooting shotguns, right? Were you shooting trap?
No, I was shooting sporting clay.
Sporting clays.
When I retired, I went, you know, I had to do something competitive.
Yeah.
And I grew up on my grandpa's ranch shooting and hunting quail. And so, but I didn't want that season. I wanted to do it a year round. So I got into sporting clay shooting. And then once my son Theo started, he really took it to another level. Theo's one of the top shooters in the world. And that's all he does is compete worldwide. He's shooting in England, Dubai, Jamaica, Mexico, Italy. He's all over the world. So I'm proud of that he's taken my hobby and turned it into his profession.
Well, you made it fun for him. I mean, I think that's what all dads do. I don't even hunt, but I still shoot a lot because that's how my father and I got along. My father taught me to shoot, and we didn't, you know, we didn't listen to the same kind of music. We didn't believe the same things. You know, of course, I'm 16 years old, so my brain's about the size of a walnut. But because we could put on these headphones and just shoot, and he could tell me how to become better, that was really our bonding thing. I mean, and it was like that for decades.
Yeah, and I think that those type of relationships are great, father and son, you know, where you can go out and, you know, shoot together or go fishing together.
Right.
And so, no, it's been a great, it's been a fun hobby for me, but he's taken it to the professional level, and it's given him a focus. And I think all young kids growing up need a focus. You know, when you have a focus on something that you want to be great at,
right?
It keeps you straight.
It does. It does. Well, what we don't realize is, especially when you're a kid, you think it's just about shooting. What it was really about is my dad was slowly breaking through my pubescent, brain dead head and letting me know certain things about life. And he was teaching me stuff through shooting. It was just because it was all relaxed. It wasn't, you weren't getting scolded or lectured. He was better than me, and I enjoyed being taught and getting better. And at the same time, there were small lessons to be learned in all of it.
Oh yeah, and more. What I saw it as bonding.
Yeah.
You're watching a kid from the time he's 8 or 9 years old learn and you bond with each other. And right now he's 29 years old, and we're very close.
So SRX started it in Connecticut. Now it's going to end in. July 17th this season in Nashville. But when are we going to get a race in Kansas City for this with Tony Stewart and SRX?
I don't know. I do know that SRX is going to be back on next year and the year after, and it will be expanding.
What do you think? Are you coming back?
If I'm invited back, of course, I'll do it.
I hope you are.
At this stage in my life, I mean, it's like doing the PGA senior tour.
Well, I was telling people earlier, I go, listen, you got to think about it. A, Willie Ribbs is a great racer. And I go, and B, you don't want to go to war with a man who's not afraid to die. Like, he's at 66. There's only so much track out in front of you at this point. So I would be willing to take a few more chances than when I was 25.
Well, I mean, when it's your time, it's your time. I've never, ever in my life worried about my longevity. Don't do anything stupid, right?
Right.
Don't make any dumb mistakes, but I've always enjoyed competing and some fun series with drivers that you raced against 30 and 40 years. That's what's great about it.
Yeah. Now, I think there's so much to be said about SRX. It's the fact the cars are even and the drivers are going to be how you win or lose. The fact that it's IndyCar, NASCAR, dirt car, pavement car, everything is being involved, male, female, it doesn't matter. It's just about driving. And it's the way I wish a lot more racing was. I think, to me, it's fascinating and interesting, and you can really get emotionally involved in it. And I hope to see you here in Kansas City, Willie.
Oh, yeah. No, if there's a gig in Kansas City that SRX is doing, I'll be up there, even if just to go and bring Bobby Bell to the race.
Yep. Yep. I know you guys are friends.
Bobby Bell.
Man, you are welcome here anytime, Willie. I mean that with all my heart. I would love to have you in studio. I've got a million questions.
Well, and we're going to answer a million of them.
Excellent. All right. Take care, my friend. Have a good race tonight or this weekend.
All
and,
right, good luck.
Where are you at? Slinger Speedway in Wisconsin?
The Slinger Speedway in Wisconsin tomorrow night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern on CBS Sports Live. It's going to be like racing in a phone booth.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be more body work on the floor, on the racetrack than on the cars.
That's a fact. Hold on, Willie. Stay there. Yeah, make sure we get in touch with Willie after this race. Do you not love him?
Oh.
Dude, I want to see. There's something about guys who have seen it and done it that when you see him win again against some kid who's younger, who should, by all rights, have better reflexes, or maybe they were afforded a different way, a way to learn racing, a more high-tech version.
Sure.
Whereas a guy like Willie had just had to come up the hard way. When you see a guy like Willie win, I'm like, that's right, kid. You better remember that old guy still got a right overhand that you had better watch for. I know your computers are cute, but watch what he's going to do to you. So there's something you love watching with those guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.